genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
736. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Got some partly cloudy skies this morning. 44 our temp now. The winds are going to kick up some speed. Wind advisory in effect from 9 this morning till 4 this afternoon. Gusting as high as 40 miles per hour.
Is it good to fly a kite on a day like today?
No.
No, why not? Don't you want a big, healthy...
Not this strong of a wind.
No?
Especially small children. Could find yourself traveling.
Honey?
Of course.
I lost the girl.
What do you mean you lost the girl?
She flew away. Sorry. Let go. Hold on. Don't let go.
The bad news is I lost the kite. The worst news?
I got bad news and worst news.
Little Emily was holding it.
Coming up this morning, we're going to play Battle of the Sexes.
It's Wednesday.
Mark your calendars for that. And by calendars, I mean...
Day planner,
I guess.
I don't know what you'd call it.
In honor of National Cheeseburger Month, and yes, May is National Cheeseburger Month.
Yes!
White Castle has released a $10 burger-scented candle.
I love it. I know what I want for my birthday this year.
If you've never been to White Castle, you should make it a point. I'm not going to go so far as to say they're awesome, you have to try them.
No, it's just an experience. It's a bucket list item.
They're different.
If you've never had a slider.
I love them.
Sliders, gut bombs.
I grew up, we grew up near a White Castle, and it was always a big treat. I remember, I think they were 11 cents when we first,
man.
The first I remember. When I was old enough to buy them for myself, they were 28 cents.
What are they now?
They're like 79 cents or
something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you can still. Mm-hmm. We used to go and buy, just give me a bag of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buy them by the sack.
No, that's for me. And then he'll take another 10.
So White Castle, I hope it smells like the onion chips if you've never had a White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that White Castle does very well. Onion chips and their chocolate shakes are to die for.
Mm-hmm.
Best chocolate shakes in the world at White Castle.
So anyway.
The question is, if you could design a candle, what would you want your candle to smell like?
Because this is kind of unique to have a candle that smells like a White Castle hamburger.
Mm-hmm. They're steamed.
I want one really bad.
And then they put the onions. There's a bed of onions.
Uh-huh.
And then they put the burger on top of the bed of onions.
Yes.
And they steam it.
The whole thing.
And it's one, they don't flip it because it's got holes punched through
it. Right.
And they're not punched out, they're pressed out. That's very important to know. They don't punch the meat out of they press
the holes
it out.
Are so yes.
336-1019, what would you want your candle to smell like?
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9.
Alternate entry options.
Hi, KTWB. If you could design your own candle, what would it smell like?
Fresh cut silage.
Really?
Yes, I miss that smell from the farm.
Yeah, but would you want it in your house?
Oh, it'd be great. It's way better than that strawberry and cucumber melon and all that crap.
There's something funny going on here.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
748, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Partly cloudy now in 44. We'll see a high today of 59. A wind advisory is here, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. this afternoon.
I would like a candle that smells like Joey's Jamaican jerk chicken.
Oh,
it's good.
I've got it. I want a Famous Dave's candle.
Famous Dave's.
I want to walk in my kitchen, and no matter what I'm eating, I want that bologna sandwich to make me think I'm sitting at Famous Dave's.
Hi, KTWB. If you could design your own candle, what would it smell like?
It would smell like fresh-cut grass.
There actually is one of those.
What?
Doc was telling me this morning that he knew of a fresh-mown grass candle.
I found one, I think, if I can't remember right, but I think it was Yankee Candle or somebody like that who came out with freshly mown grass. It was a candle.
Well, now I have to go shopping.
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9 KTWB.
Hi, KTWB. If you could design your own candle, what would it smell like?
Oh, it would definitely smell like Johnson & Johnson's baby lotion for babies.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh, yes. It smells so good. My kids are raised, so... When I smell that, it brings back a lot of memories.
The Chris and Doc Show.
Let's make mischief.
101.9 KTWB.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We've got to go to work.
8:03, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Morning. Partly cloudy and 44. Going to get windy today. You ready?
I'm ready.
An hour from right now, our advisory kicks in until 4 this afternoon. Could see gusts up to 40 miles per hour.
Jeepers creepers.
We're talking candles this morning. If you could pick any scent for a candle, What would it be? Somebody called in and said, I want it to smell like Mom's house on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Aww. I didn't mean to make you sad. I just
doesn't.
Thought...
My mom's house didn't smell like good on Thanksgiving. We went to my aunt's. I wanted to smell like my Aunt Helen's house. Okay. 101.9 KTWB. Hi, KTWB. If you could design your own candle, what would it smell like?
It would definitely have to smell like methanol, like the drag race engines use. Oh, it smells so awesome.
Make your eyes water just a little bit. The genuine, country, original,
101.9 KTWB.
It is the Chris and Doc Show. Good morning.
Scattered clouds for your Wednesday morning. 47 now. High today hitting 59, but it's going to be breezy today. Wind advisory in effect from 9 this morning till 4 this afternoon.
Battle of the Sexes coming up in a little while before 9 o'clock. If you want to take part, you can call right now, 336-1019. We need one man and one woman. Preferably someone who hasn't played for a long time or never played before.
Yeah, let's get some newbies.
336-1019 to play Battle of the Sexes. But first, let's take this last call. Hi, if you could create a candle, what would it smell like?
My own candle would smell like that smell right before it rains. When you smell the rain coming, it's such a clean, cool, refreshing smell.
I'm going to send you to yankeecandle.com, sir. They actually have a candle that smells like that.
Okay, now the stepdaughter here says if she could make a candle, it would smell like the smoke and the aroma of barbecued ribs.
Okay. Full on there.
I'm in. Mark me down for one.
I'm with her.
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9 KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
8:46. Good morning. It's the Chris and the Doc Show.
Scattered clouds this morning. You can already still.
What now?
You can already feel the wind starting to pick up speed. That's what I was trying to get to. Wind advisory in effect from 9 this morning till 4 this afternoon. Could see gusts up to 40 miles per hour.
Do you think that's true? Do you think you really can feel the wind picking up speed, or are you just going to notice it's blowing harder now than it was a minute ago?
That's kind of what I meant, I guess.
I mean, because if you could...
Why are you being so picky?
No, I'm just... Because sometimes you can if you're standing... Like, if you're on the lake and the clouds are coming in, you're thinking, just a few more casts, and then all of a sudden...
It rolls in and it's too late.
And you're dead. You're hit by lightning right to the bottom of the sea. Then your fish food. It's a circle of life.
That seems kind of harsh.
Let's play Battle of the Sexes and shut ourselves up for a minute.
Go.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
One man leaves.
Chris and Doc present Battle of the Sexes.
And we have our contestants on the line representing the women of the Sioux Empire. We have Michelle. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing this morning, Michelle?
I'm at work.
What do you do for a living?
I am a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yep.
Very good.
Does this look infected to you?
Why would you say that?
I have no idea.
That is so crass.
I'm sorry.
I apologize for my morning show partner, Michelle. You don't deserve that. You're a much classier lady than that, I can tell. And we have Greg on the line representing the men. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm headed to work, but I pulled over alongside the road so I don't get into an accident.
Way to go, smart player Greg.
We have just the two best contestants ever this morning.
We do?
Greg, are you ready for your first question?
Absolutely.
All right, here you go. Put on your thinking camp.
Camp?
Thanks for pointing out that I messed up my pronunciation. Greg, the average woman has how many pairs of shoes?
Ooh.
Wait. It's multiple choice. Is it 5? Is it 19 or is it 35?
19.
19 is correct.
All right.
Well done. Well done, Greg. That's seems low, doesn't it? Michelle, here's your first question.
Okay.
Which event is not in a typical triathlon? A typical triathlon, is it running, climbing, or cycling? Which one is not an event?
Climbing.
Climbing is exactly right.
We got ourselves a tie game.
Well, this is, it's coming, it's right down.
1-1.
All right, Greg, here's your second question. You need this right to at least assure a tie.
That's right. All right, Greg, the book Little Women, have you read that?
The what?
The book Little Women.
Oh, I have not.
Okay. Here's your question. Who wrote it? Was it Emily Bronte, Harper Lee, or Louise May Alcott?
Let's go with Wheezy, the last one.
Wheezy. Wheezy May Alcott is the author of Little Women.
Oh,
well done.
Look at, this is, I think we're going to have a tie here. I have confidence. Michelle's smart. Greg's smart. I'm confident we're going to have a tie here. Here is your question, Michelle. And these, mine were real easy. I think this one's easy, too. What is the grooved pattern on a tire called?
Is tread. It,
wait, it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
It's tread. That's right. Well, how about that? That was...
You said your questions were easy, not softballs.
I'm sorry. Michelle, you got the softball questions of the week.
Okay.
Congratulations. Stand by. Greg, stand by.
Everybody's a winner. The sexes are even on this edition of Battle of the Sexes.
Greg clearly won, though, because Greg had the harder questions and got them both correct.
Yeah, but he guessed on them. Both of
That's
them.
That's true.
So he's not necessarily as smart as he is lucky.
That's Battle of the Sexes on the Chris and Doc Show.
The Chris and Doc Show. KTWB.